Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 19th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. The Financial Times sources say that Apple is facing a 500 million euro fine in the EU following regulators looking into a Spotify complaint that Apple policies prevent iPhone apps from letting users know about cheaper alternatives to Apple Music. Spotify's first complaint back in 2019 was that Apple's policies muted competition against Apple Music, which launched an EU investigation the following year. The EU eventually said that developers need to be able to link out to their own subscription signups within their apps, a policy that Apple changed in 2022 following regulatory pressure in Japan. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has weighed in on the Apple Vision Pro being returned conversation with data from his sources at retail stores suggesting somewhere between average and above average compared to other products, depending on the location. Smaller stores are reportedly seeing one or two returns per day, larger locations having as many as eight. Gurman notes that the Vision Pro is a low-volume product overall, which Apple expected beforehand. But the company apparently wants to know why people are returning, with retail staffers quizzing customers upon return on what went wrong. Employees have also been instructed to report to a manager after each return so that any concerns can be passed back to Apple HQ. The European Union announced it will investigate whether ByteDance's TikTok breached online content rules aimed at protecting children and ensuring transparent advertising according to rules in the Digital Services Act, or DSA. EU industry chief Thierry Breton said in a post on X, quote, "Today we open an investigation into TikTok over suspected breach of transparency and obligations to protect minors, addictive design and screen time limits, rabbit hole effect, age verification, default privacy settings. ByteDance could face up to 6% of its global turnover if TikTok is found guilty of breaching those DSA rules." A Bloomberg report over the weekend said the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2, the next version of its flagship gaming console, could be delayed until 2025. The street was not pleased. Nintendo was originally targeting a release of the next-gen console towards the end of this year. Nintendo's stock rose about 53% this year, in part because investors expected that new console. Bloomberg sources say that Apple is ramping up development of an AI-powered code completion tool similar to Microsoft's GitHub Copilot, expanding internal testing of new generative AI features for Xcode programming software. Apple reportedly plans to release these codes to third-party developers this year. Similar to GitHub Copilot, the programming tool that Apple is working on apparently applies a large language model to predict and complete strings of code and potentially write code to test apps. Wyze has confirmed that a major outage that took down camera feeds for several hours last week led to the cameras of 13,000-ish customers being at least partially accessible to other Wyze accounts. The company confirmed that camera thumbnails were accidentally accessible from other user systems for a brief period in Wyze's app's event tab and showed images, although not full clips, from cameras that were not from a user's own cameras. Finally, if perchance you happen to drop your iPhone into a sink or a toilet or some other watery grave, a new Apple support document spotted by Macworld specifically advises against some common solution techniques, reading, don't dry your iPhone using an external heat source or compressed air. Don't insert a foreign object, such as the cotton swab or a paper towel, into the connector. Don't put your phone into a bag of rice. Doing so could allow small particles of rice to damage your iPhone. Instead, Apple suggests, tap your iPhone gently against your hand with the connector facing down to remove excess liquid. Leave your iPhone in a dry area with some airflow. After at least 30 minutes, try charging with a Lightning or USB-C cable or connecting an accessory. If you see the alert again, there is still liquid in the connector or under the pins of your cable. Leave your iPhone in a dry area with some airflow for up to a day. You can try again to charge or connect an accessory through this period. It might take up to 24 hours to fully dry. If your iPhone has dried out but still isn't charging, unplug the cable from the adapter and unplug the adapter from the wall if possible, and then connect them again. If that doesn't work, you're advised to contact Apple support. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Lane. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.